Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your will, your kingdom, your goodness, your wonderful word. We love your word, Father God. And so we thank you. You make open our eyes, Father God, so we can see the goodness that we have in the in our shelter, in our Jesus, in our Savior, in our big brother, in the vine, so that we can know the truth and the truth can set us free. Bless this word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Abba Father family. We reading Psalm 91, dwelling under the shelter and so being in the shade, the shadow of the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with all their angels and all their provision. And we looking at that again this morning, and we're going on. It's verse 4, so we now verse 5, but we're going to go right on to 9, from verse 5 to 9.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
Why don't we fear? What is the answer for fear? Faith. We haven't got a spirit of fear, we've got a spirit of faith. So the call is at this time, guys, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And for grace to abound much more, the grace is what God has got on his heart. We've got to draw close to God, and we've got to believe and take hold of his faithfulness, because his faithfulness protects us, and it's his faithfulness that he backs up. Okay?
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge.
Amen. So we can just see this. This is scripture, guys, that's got to come to pass. We've had lots of bad understanding of the church in the wicked has taken out the church in many places, and taken out the people of God. But what we are seeing here, it needs to stir our faith up, guys. We've got to take hold of these scriptures. I read this last night, and a thousand, but it actually in the Passion Translation, it says thousands fall around you, but no harm comes near you. And we see here, no plague comes near us. Now, we've all been through a plague of deception that brought about fear, that brought about all types of demons came upon the nations. And how close did it come to you? So the question is, or the motivation we need is, we don't want it to come. It mustn't come close to us. It mustn't come near us. So the encouragement is, let's get closer to the Lord. You know, the time is coming, and it is right here now, where we can't be children anymore. We can't be, we need to be young men, that the word of God abides in us and we have overcome the wicked one. We need to be the one that is solidly in love with and believing what Jesus believes, so the sons of God can be manifested. We are the bride of Christ. So it's time for the bride to have no fear, but the bride to just be totally in love with the word, because Jesus is the word, the shelter is the word, and the word became flesh for us to see the power that's available in the word. And that power is also ours, because the Bible says we are married to Jesus to bear fruits unto God. So it's time for the bride to shine in all her glory, and this gives glory to the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's really something we've got to embrace, and it's by faith, and it's, as Angus said, by prayer. And we need to see prayer as talking to the Lord, religious word is prayer, but I believe the word, it's talking, reasoning with the Lord. It is taking all your cares to Him and walking conscious of Him. That's what it's about, and it needs to be 24/7. So that's a big reality. And yesterday, as I was reading this, and I just saw the perfection in what has been promised here. No plague coming near you, no evil befalling you, no thousands, those who don't want to believe, those that don't want to receive, those who don't want to dwell in the shadow of the Most High, perishing around you, but no harm coming near to you. The Bible actually tells us, aim for perfection. This is the perfection of the love of God, of the promises of God that we need at this time, brothers and sisters, and we need to embrace it. But and you know, I've been stirred up by Zechariah, where he talks about the Lord arising on his people, and they go out, and they like jewels, they shine in the land. And I've been excited about like Malachi, where the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. So he brings about all the beautiful promises of the glorification of the body, of the power of the Spirit. And then he says, and you will go out like calves led from the stall, and you will tread the wicked down, thus says the Lord of hosts. And I know these things, but I don't know if I was in just a period of doubt or just again, but just talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, we really want this. This is what we've got to see. But I know your word says it, and how you do it, I don't understand, but I'm just embracing your word. And so give me a bit of understanding. You know, speak to me afresh, because your mercies are new every day, about this goodness that is available in your heart, in heaven, for this earth. And I just stopped there. And then I landed up looking at one of the groups, and specifically at this one brother, where he was commenting on something else the other brother sent, but it was about the woman. And I thought, now, why is he concerned about the woman? Because I saw that as well, this one brother, Dennis, posted it. But I didn't read it because I thought it's something my wife can read. And then when I went and read it, I saw this is the bride. This is the confirmation of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is a confirmation of those who live by faith and hold on to the promises of the mighty power that is going to be released. And it all gives glory to the complete work of Jesus, to the manifestation of the sons that the creation is waiting for. So be encouraged, guys, as you read it. And as guys, put aside the guy thing and just see yourself as a woman. It's so beautiful. The bride of Christ. You have put aside your name, and you are now married into his name. And his name is where you are finding yourself, finding your riches. It's no longer us that live, it's Christ that lives. And the life that we live is by the faith of the Son of God. So we believe what he believes, and we stand on the word and believe the great and precious promises, because through these great and precious promises we partake of the divine nature. So it's godliness flowing in us and through us, and we escape the corruption. The corruption is this deception and lies that are going around with and people that don't know the truth are embracing it. We perceive it, we see it, and we know it's lies, but we know the truth. We stand on the truth, and we shout the truth loud and clear in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.